Welcome back, Dakota Territory. The Journey Dakota Trails and Tales continues here. Aaron Magrum, chairman of the Emmons County Commissioners, joining us. I want to put some numbers to something that you said. You were quoting Jordan Peterson, but as you said, it's the philosophy that you have lived by as a commissioner. And I agree. I've watched it. That's not just lip service. I've watched you do this. In 2007, I spoke for the Lignite Energy Council and have had a fantastic relationship with the Lignite Energy Council. I am the number one supporter of coal as a reliable source of electricity. But I scolded them a bit, Aaron, in 2007. I scolded them because, you know, Beulah had just come online and people were starting to talk about clean coal. Okay, well, if there's clean coal, does that mean there's dirty coal? Well, no, there should. And I said, you should not distinguish clean coal from dirty coal because that will never benefit anybody. In 2007, 57% of the electricity generated in the United States was from coal. And now after, and the EPA verifies all of this. You can go look on the Department of Energy, the EPA website. Since 1987, the coal-fired power plants have scrubbed their coal. They've scrubbed their emissions. And they now are producing clean coal, clean energy from clean coal. And they've reduced, since 1987, they've reduced CO2 emissions by 27%, sulfur oxide emissions by 87%, nitrous oxide emissions by 92%. So in all practical purposes, anybody could say this is a tremendous success story, except from 2007 to 2024, we've gone from 57% of our electricity generated by coal to now less than 25%. And one other example. In 2005, the renewable fuel standard was passed, and it was to give a subsidy to ethanol producers because, and you can go right to the Department of Energy, we're going to invest in clean fuel because we want to reduce emissions. We want to secure a domestic supply of fuel instead of importing imported oil and all of these other things about how wonderful that ethanol was for the environment. And now they're being told that if you don't put your CO2 into a pipeline and spend 30% of the energy you produce to put it, compress it and put it in the pipeline, we're going to put you out of business. My point in both of those stories is exactly what you just said. If you continue to comply and think, well, we'll just do this and then they'll let us operate, you will die a slow bleed out. Instead of, and that's exactly what we see happening right now. You put your foot down and you say, no. We're doing the right thing for the consumers of this country. And when it comes to coal, you cannot get a more reliable, low-cost energy supply than coal-fired power plants. But they're not doing it. And that's where I have a problem.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that you mentioned the Lignite Energy Council, too, because I worked at the Falkirk Mine for 8 years. I mined coal. I was a coal miner for 8 years. And that's something that, you know, when they hear Emmons County down here, they think we don't know anything about energy. But I know exactly what a mind-to-mouth operation is. I worked over at the GRE power plant. I could probably name drop 20 names of people that work around there. And they were some of my best friends still. They're great people. It's a great place to work, a great industry to be in. I feel like I'm supporting coal as much as a county commissioner in Emmons County trying to keep this carbon captured junk out of here than I did when I worked at the coal mine. And I mean, I golfed in Coal Pack, the Lignite Energy Council's fundraising events at Apple Creek Country Club. I golfed with all them guys and hung out with them, and they're good people. And that's, I think the Lignite Energy Council is kind of leading that industry astray a little bit because they, like you said, not maybe intentionally or me, but they're, well, if we do this, you guys don't understand. All we have to do is figure this out and then we can do our jobs. And it's like, maybe sometimes the best thing to do is just go, you know what? We're not going along with this no more. And there might be some hardships with that. You might have to shut a light switch off or two from time to time to let people get the message that, hey, we get to say what goes on a little bit around here too. We don't have to just follow everything. But I'll lead into one little point, and that was when I was at the mine, and I don't remember which presidential election it was, if it was 08 or 12 when I was out there. And Bob Benson, who was the president of North American Coal, came up from Dallas, Texas. And he was going around and he was basically giving us a dire warning that, hey, you know, this election has consequences. These elections have consequences. And he had a picture that he brought up on the screen, and it was a wind turbine. And he pointed at it and he said, no matter what they tell you, no matter what angle they try to come from, this is not your friend. They're trying to take your job. And I never forgot that. I never, because it's like, he basically warned us that they're going to tell you these wind towers are going to help, and oh, they can team up with coal and baseload power, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to take your job. The solar farm they wanted to build in Emmons County was on the main transmission line coming from Leland Olds. They admitted to us they wanted to put it on the same lines as coal to help with baseload. No, they didn't. It was a little bighorn. It was the Alamo. They're trying to surround them so they can put them out of business. And we knew that, and we didn't support it. I feel like we've defended coal more from Emmons County than sometimes even the Lignite Energy Council has.
I would agree you have. And I've had a great working relationship with Lignite Energy, but it's time to draw a line in the sand. I'm here to tell you. Aaron, thanks for continuing to be a true patriot and a dedicated servant to the people of Emmons County.
Well, I appreciate your time and giving people a platform to speak, because Lord knows they're getting harder and harder to find.
It's just too bad you don't have a good knife in your house to be able to cut your meat with. With that, we say A to Z without the use of GPS technology, the journey Dakota trails and tails. See you Monday. Have a great weekend. I'll explain that later to y'all.